You know, every once in a while, a story crosses the wire that doesn't make the front page, doesn't trend on social media, but it tells you exactly where this industry is headed. I'm Tower, and this is ATS on Radio Hangar. AR Corporation just announced it's winding down its commercial airline component repair business. Now, if you're flying a Skyhawk on weekends, you might hear that and think, not my problem, stay with me, because this one matters more than you think. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what happened. AAR, one of the largest aviation maintenance, repair, and overhaul providers in the world, has decided to shut down its component repair division. This is a segment of their business that generated more than $250 million in annual revenue. That's not a rounding error. That's a quarter of $1 billion they're walking away from. And the natural question is, why would you abandon a business that size? Here's what you need to know. AAR has been signaling for a while now that it wants to focus on its core strengths, specifically airframe heavy maintenance and integrated supply chain services. The component repair side, while substantial in revenue, apparently wasn't delivering the margins or the strategic value the company wanted. In an industry where every maintenance provider is fighting for hangar space, qualified technicians, and long-term airline contracts, AAR made the call to concentrate its resources where it gets the best return. Now let's zoom out, because this decision doesn't happen in a vacuum. The MRO world, that's maintenance, repair, and overhaul for those outside the alphabet soup, is under enormous pressure right now. Airlines are flying older fleets longer than planned because new aircraft deliveries keep slipping. We've talked on this show about the engine shop bottleneck affecting the A320neo and the 737 MAX. When new airplanes don't show up on time, airlines hold on to the ones they've got. And those older airplanes need more maintenance, more parts, more component work. So you'd think this would be boom times for a company doing component repair. And in some ways it is, but here's the catch. The competition in component repair has gotten fierce. Original equipment manufacturers, the OEMs, companies like Collins Aerospace, Honeywell, Safran, they've been aggressively pulling repair work back in-house or locking it up with exclusive licensing agreements. If you're an independent MRO trying to repair a component, and the OEM controls the data, the tooling, and the parts supply, your margins get squeezed until the business barely pencils out even at $250 million in revenue. This is a trend that's been building for years, and AAR's decision is one of the clearest signals yet that independent component repair is becoming harder and harder to sustain against the OEM monopoly on proprietary parts and technical data. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. AAR isn't shrinking. They're reshaping. The company has been investing heavily in its airframe MRO capabilities, opening new hangars, recruiting technicians in a labor market where an airframe and power plant mechanic with experience is worth their weight in turbine blades. By shedding the component repair division, they free up capital, floor space, and management attention for the work that earns better returns. This affects you if you're watching the broader health of aviation maintenance infrastructure. When a major player exits a segment, the remaining providers gain pricing power. Airlines that were sending components to AAR will need to find new shops. Some of that work will go to the OEMs, reinforcing their grip on the aftermarket. Some will go to smaller independent shops that may not have the capacity to absorb it quickly. Either way, turnaround times on component repairs could stretch in the short term, and that ripples through the system. For those of you in the general aviation world, this is mostly an airline story. Your Magneto overhaul shop isn't affected directly, but the mechanic shortage is universal. When airline MRO providers like AAR double down on airframe maintenance, they're competing for the same A&P talent that keeps your local shop staffed. Every time the airline side of the house raises wages or offers better benefits to attract technicians, it pulls people away from GA maintenance. That's a pressure we've been feeling for years, and it's not letting up. There's also a bigger picture worth considering. The consolidation in aviation maintenance mirrors what's happening across the industry. Fewer companies doing more specialized work. The era of the full-service independent MRO that could handle everything from a landing gear overhaul to an avionics bench check to a full airframe C check, that model is fading. The future looks more like specialists, companies that do one thing exceptionally well and build their entire operation around that niche. AAR is betting its future on being the best at airframe heavy maintenance and parts distribution. Whether that bet pays off depends on execution, but the logic is sound. In a market where the OEMs are consolidating control over component repair, sometimes the smartest move is to stop fighting for territory you can't hold and go win somewhere else. One more thing worth noting. AAR said they plan to wind this business down in an orderly fashion, honoring existing contracts and commitments. They're not just padlocking the doors. That matters for the airlines and operators who depend on them today. But the clock is ticking, and if you're in procurement at a regional carrier that uses AAR for component work, you should already be talking to alternative providers. That's the story. Reporting today draws from coverage by Aerotime. You can find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower, fly smart, and we'll talk soon.